Episode 2088, Someday Never Comes.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It's a brand new day. It's Mindset Monday, and you know what? This gives you the opportunity to go do what you want to do, because someday never comes. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you waiting for the perfect time to take action? Waiting for life to get back to normal or everything to be in order? If you're waiting, that someday never comes. Nowadays, getting anything accomplished seems absolutely impossible. Routines are out of control. Goals are ever changing. You put it off only to realize that someday never comes. Is this the answer to everything by not doing anything? Someday moves us from, okay, well, I can't do it now, so someday I'll get it. And when we say it out loud, it's a verbal expression, but it reinforces it in our mind that this is an action. And so we put it off, but we think it's an action. And in reality, it's just one of those things where it's a thought that stuns the mind. And when that happens, we begin to what? Justify someday. Justification is just another way to keep us where we are, frozen, stuck, confused, and apprehensive. We sit in the mess that's been conjured up, giving us permission not to move, just to be comfortable. How comfortable is a justification of nothing working for you? Do you like where you are? Do you want something more? Do you want something better? There's lots of different avenues you can take it, and you have to look at it from where you are in your point of life. If you were to listen to this 5 years ago, it would sound totally different. So I want you to think about right now. However, I also need you to understand that there are seasons too. And I know some of you are thinking, okay, you know what? I'm caught in this mess. And it's a season. And right now, I don't have much of a choice. If you are one that is in a season which places you in a position to pause, then take that time. Don't rush it, right? We always say here, be present. It's important. Yet, when the time is right, you must be ready to move forward. Otherwise, you will find yourself wrestling with what should have, would have, or could have been. You don't want that blame to enter your storyline, because that causes more disruptions too. It also causes what? A disconnect. But that's for another episode. Think about all you want to do, all your dreams, all your goals. Are you wishing on a star or really willing to move forward? There's no time like the present to take aim. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's something I say a lot, but that's because we have to understand what it means to move forward. Move forward doesn't mean just sitting back doing nothing. And in all honesty, it's not about going, okay, I'm going to sit here and organize my office so when I'm ready, then I'll be ready to move forward. No. Listen carefully. Taking aim, right? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's an action first, which then ignites and wakes up that constant stirring and motivates you. Nothing ever came from being comfortable on the couch. Now, I know we've got a really old couch, actually a few old couches. And one set, honestly, oh my goodness, I wish I would have bought like 5 or 6 of them because they have held up. They look brand new. I mean, they're weathering because they're leather, But it's amazing how awesome they look. And you sit on them and they're like just oh so comfortable. You don't want to get up. You want to continue the conversation. It just is like, oh yeah, let me settle in. And that's how we get with our dreams and our goals. Life happens in front of us and we're settling in on the couch because we really didn't have that control that we thought we needed. We really weren't ready. We didn't have the perfect office set up. We didn't have the perfect body. We didn't have the perfect manuscript. We didn't have the perfect fill in the blank. But it's not about perfection and it's not about comfort. I want you to think about a program. You probably have heard of it, Couch to 5K. A lot of people chuckle at the title. But what is it doing? It's getting you to take action on a consistent basis. What you want out of life is your 5K. That's your dream. But you are sitting on the couch. We've got to get you from couch to 5K. Don't you think it's about time to start working on that dream, changing the mindset to do what God created within you? Create your now. What you want to find, you must seek. Think about that. Let that set in for a moment. What you want to find, you must seek. You can't just sit there on the couch thinking, okay, you want to write a book, the publisher's going to come knocking at your door. Good luck with that. I love you, but good luck. It's not going to happen. And I'm not going to sit here and just, you know, have all butterflies and flowers and roses that say life is going to be easy. Everything that's supposed to happen is going to come right at your feet. No. What you want to find, you must seek. So take aim on what matters today in this moment of time, right now. It's not about 10 hours ago. It's not about 10 hours in the future. It's about right now. Be present. Don't wait until everything is perfect because it's never going to be perfect. There's so many people out there that I follow, both professionally and personally. They're mentors and coaches. There are people that I kind of am in the background. They have no idea I exist. I'm like a little ant on their radar. Yeah, I'm not really there. Maybe I'm just a mosquito even. They can barely see me, or a gnat. And I'm sitting there watching them as they move forward. And when they go out to say, okay, here I am, world. Guess what normally happens? A lot of stuff happens. Not all good, but not all bad either. But there's stuff that happens. Yet they have been grooming themselves, training themselves, working for this one moment in time, and then it falls flat. Think about the Olympics. You know, I love ice skating. And it just breaks my heart because I know the work it takes to put on a 4-minute program. It's a lot of work, a lot of long mornings, very, very early mornings, a lot of long days, but also long nights. There's a lot of preparation and you get one chance out there and that's it. And you've got your whole dream riding on two blades and one little turn, one little move. If it catches the side of the blade, it can throw you off and down you go and it is done. You're finished. What you had prepped for forever, months, sometimes years, have now fallen flat. But you see, it's not about, oh my gosh, I don't want to even be in that moment. It's getting to that moment. That should be a celebration. Yeah, you fell. It may have been at the Olympics, but guess what? You got to the Olympics. How many people dream of going to the Olympics, me included, but never get there? You at least realized your dream. Did you maybe accomplish the goal? Maybe not. Maybe you didn't get first, second, or third. Maybe you got 15th. But my goodness, look at the big scope of things. That's in the world. We sell ourselves so short in life. We just stay on that wonderful, comfortable leather couch going, oh, I feel so nice. I'm just going to continue this conversation. Someday I'll do it. Someday will be the right time. Someday when the kids are all grown and gone. Someday when I have all the finances in order. Someday when I get my degree. Someday when I quit my job because I don't have to worry about an income. Someday. Create your now. Now. Create your now. Your present. What you want to find, you must seek. So take aim on what matters today. Stop justifying. Don't live on the justification couch. Pick up where you are right now in this moment and create your now. Because look at it from this perspective. You may not have your book written, your business fully funded, your exit plan to leave your job, but what you do have is action that ignites the motivation within you to keep playing in the game of life. I've got some big, awesome news for you. There are 3 months and 3 days left in this crazy year that's going to go down in the history books. Why not take aim at the goal or your dream and go down in the history books? Suit up today, not with the end in mind, but with the action you need to take that gets you one step closer to that goal or to that dream. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your greatness. Someday never has to come when you're taking aim every day. So what do you say? High five it? Let's do this. You got this. It's within you. You got that stirring, let it keep stirring. Because you know what? It's time to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.